2019, regular business meeting of May 13, 2019, special meeting of May 20, 2019, and special meeting of May 21, 2019. Mrs. Delerba, seconded by Mrs. George. Any discussion? All in favor? Against? It passes 6-0. May I have a motion to approve the Treasurer and Business Office financial reports, an extracurricular fund report for April 2019, an internal claims audit report for March 2019. Ms. O'Brien, seconded by Mr. Montalto. Any discussion? All in favor? Against? Okay, passes 6-0. Mrs. Rossi, superintendent's report?
Sure, yes. thank you very much. We are going to be doing some recognition right now. I'm going to ask if Mrs. Consolo can join me, as well as maybe Mr. Cerrone, if he's here, or maybe Ms. Mandoni. Okay, lots of celebrations tonight. Welcome, everybody. So nice to see everybody in our audience. We'll be recognizing a number of students tonight. First up, I'd like to pass the baton over to Mrs. Consolo. We went to the Lycia conference on Friday afternoon to honor two very, very special, important young women. I'm going to let you speak on
that. I usually can project loud enough so that you can hear me, but I'll use the mic today. LICEA stands for the Long Island Association of Special Education Administrators, and it's comprised of special ed administrators like myself from Nassau and Southern counties. This year, Babylon is privileged to have two students who are recognized from across the island for all that they have achieved. The first student I'd like to ask to come up is Ms. Tara O'Rourke. Memorial Award, Scholarship Award.
Yeah.
And this scholarship is for individuals who have outstanding achievement outside the classroom, individuals that have truly made a difference and a mark on the group that they're graduating with. And Tara has certainly influenced her graduating class. We're very proud of her as she begins the next chapter of her life. This past year as a senior, she completed the Wilson Reading Program, Step 12, which for some of you, you need to know she knows way more about the English language than I do. It's quite an accomplishment. Sonia also applied to and was accepted to a number of schools, including Studio Westbury, SUNY Purchase, Farmingdale, and yes, so we are very proud of Sonia as she begins the next chapter in her life at SUNY Purchase, pursuing visual arts.
Student Council representatives and the two alternates who also gave freely of their time. So let's give a round of applause for Tim Ulfacher. Robert Riccidelli is the New York State Senate Teacher of Excellence honoree, and I'm
know Mr. Ricciardelli very well. I could say almost 5 years now. I consider him a wonderful colleague, a friend, a confidant. But I will tell you a little bit about him that I didn't know. I have come to quickly appreciate his background. He put himself through college, and he found a love in teaching mathematics, which drove him into the field of education. But I will tell you that, aside from all of what he's taught, what he does on the outside of his classroom, he truly has embraced everything we've tried to do here together in the last almost five years now. Whether it's championing the one-to-one initiative in his classroom, being a model teacher, showing others on staff what could be the possibilities, to he leading the Teachers Association with all of their initiatives and good deeds, from the BTA scholarship dinner to the helping out with the Shannon's Eternal softball game, you name it, he's a champion. I am so proud to have honored him this year. Please give a strong round of applause for Mr. Robert Ricciardelli. He's a gentleman who has dedicated 9+ years of committed service to Babylon Schools. He was elected as a board member in July 2010, and during his 9 years on the board, he served as president for 2 years, vice president for 1 term. He also served on the audit, technology, and policy committees, as well as chaired the Buildings and Grounds Committee and served as the elementary and high school board liaison. Giving 9 years of your life to something that's a volunteer position says a lot about a person's character, and I will say that about every one of these wonderful people up at the table. There's a lot to be said about giving of your time and effort so freely. So with that being said, I do think he has championed in making the district even better and better as the years have gone on. So without further ado, please give a warm and heartfelt thank you applause to Mr. Dominic Bensavenga.
Students in the National English Honor Society, led by our senior members, are collecting new or gently used books to support book fairs a not-for-profit organization that collects reading materials for people in need through metropolitan New York. The reading materials foster literacy and academic success, provide a respite from personal struggles, and nurture a love for reading across age groups throughout high school. From the Drama Club, Babylon High School had a great showing at the Baca Awards ceremony. We were judged against 10 schools in the Babylon area, and we won some very impressive awards. These consist of Dominic Trevigno, the best actor in a supporting role in a play, Emily Lully, best actress in a leading role in a play, Sydney Altbacker, best actress in a leading role in a musical, and our showing of To Kill a Mockingbird won best play of the year. We also had Lauren Grabo and Allison Fama acknowledged for their work as dance captains for Mamma Mia.
And the fine arts, the congratulations to the following senior artists: Anna Schiff for receiving the NAHS scholarship, Julia Drake for receiving the NAHS Media Award, and Tegan Castillo for receiving the NAHS Charlie Award. Also, congratulations to Sophie Ryan for receiving the PCA Award for APR. We had three honorable mention winners in the eSchool Data Art and STEM contest: Anna Schiff, Alexandria Cornejo, and Alexandria Van Rossum. Our high school art students collaborated with the third and fourth graders to create portraits of the school's students' pets at a painting workshop held here at the high school on June 6th. On June 19th, at the Conklin House, we will be holding a senior art show for senior artists. The exhibit will be open from 4 to 7 p.m. Please stop by to congratulate our graduating artists. In the science department, 45 students from Mrs. Shepherd's marine science class just earned their New York State boating license and designed and built their own baiting crab traps. They are ready to use them this summer. Thank you.
So just quickly, some few quick updates for everybody. In both May and June, the district held celebrations honoring many of our students for their academic as well as musical and artistic talents, from Honor Society inductions, the annual BTA Scholarship Dinner, to our Fine Arts Awards, our Principal List Awards, and the array of musical performances that graced the walls of Rowe Hall. We had the pleasure of attending the celebration of the district's valedictorian, Dylan Panay, as we honored Haynes' family at the Suffolk County School Superintendents Association annual valedictorian luncheon that was held on May 31st. We also recognized those members of the armed forces who gave their lives at our annual Memorial Day celebrations and remembrances. I want to thank the grade school for doing a wonderful, wonderful remembrance, which is so important. So thank you and your team for that. As we conclude the month of June, we eagerly now look forward to orientations for new parents coming into their new schools as they transition from building to building. We have a moving up ceremony as well as a prom graduation honoring the class of 2019 to look forward to. So I want to thank everyone in this room who manages the busy calendars and plans and coordinates these year-end events. So thank you to everybody. Also, very quickly, on Thursday evening, we held our second annual Parent University. Our special guest was Corinne Winter from MissionBee.org, as she provided a 90-minute workshop for parents on mindfulness and de-stressing activities to use with all students of all ages at the home. The feedback from attending parents was excellent. We had a cultural artist who worked with the children, and the turnout was very impressive. So I want to thank the district level SEM team who pulled that whole evening together, who came, those teachers who came and helped us run the meeting that night, all on their own time. Thank you, everybody, for your work. So big deal going on the next 2 weeks as we round out the school year. That's all for my report.
Hey, thank you. Moving on to committee reports. Audit Committee, Mrs. Donaldson could not be here this morning, but just as a quick report, the independent audit will begin on Monday, June 17th for preliminary fieldwork, and a meeting will be scheduled following the completion of that audit. Finance Committee, Mrs. Shores.
Yes, I just want to thank the committee for passing the budget and also for passing the capital reserve funds. We'll get some new stairs at the front of the hall to be safer and more convenient for people of all abilities. And we have no meetings scheduled.
Great, thank you. Buildings and grounds, Mr. Pensavega.
I want to echo Mr. Schur's comments about the Capital Reserve Fund. In addition to the stairs, we've got some work going on around the buildings that different buildings that it's going to be a big help to take on. Mr. Rossi, the air conditioning in the roll was fixed. That part of no, it wasn't fixed.
No, we are in the
library.
Process.
The library was fixed, right?
Correct. Right. Yes.
Well, and regarding the capital reserve fund, that's going to be for a new committee chair for buildings and grounds. Good luck. Thank you.
Thank you. Technology committee, Mr. Malpaca.
Yes. The IT department will be collecting the 12th grade one-to-one devices this Thursday between 7:30 and 4:30 p.m. at the high school cafeteria. If the students need to transfer any data, they should go up during their lunch periods to the IT department. Also, the 7th through 11th graders can keep their devices for the summer. They just need a new insurance policy come September. The policy is good till September. They just need to re-up in September. Also, the 2nd to 3rd week in August for the incoming 7th graders, they can be picking up their devices then. We'll have more info as the summer moves on.
Okay.
Right.
Thank you. Curriculum Committee, Mrs. Delarva.
Yes, we're going to be meeting next Monday, the 17th, to discuss our new event applications.
Very nice. Thank you. And Policy Committee, Ms. O'Brien.
We met last week and we reviewed NISBA sample policy 5151, which is the homeless children's policy. We had a policy, we had to completely scrap it and start over because there were so many changes. This policy gives district regulations on how to deal with homeless children, sets up a liaison, and it's under the Every Student Succeeds Act, which is the new No Child Left Behind.
Okay, thank you very much. Okay, moving on to board agenda items. Any questions from visitors on agenda items? Please approach the podium and state your name on agenda items only.
Do we really give our students a chance maybe to take a moment if they'd like to maybe go finish projects?
Just why don't we, because we have some important things just to approve really quickly on omnibus, and then we could do that.
Okay.
Just so they could honor their teachers.
Okay.
So any questions on agenda items? Okay, seeing no question on agenda items, any board discussion on agenda items? Okay, moving on. May I have a motion to omnibus items 1 through 18 and 20 to 25? Ms. O'Brien, seconded by Mrs. Joris. Any discussion? All in favor? Against? Passes 6-0. May I have a motion to approve items 1 through 18 and 20 through 25? Mrs. Delarva, seconded by Mr. Montalto. Any discussion? All in favor? Against? Passes 6-0. Mrs. Rossi?
Yes, please give a round of applause for our newly appointed teachers that just got approved right now. Congratulations. Congratulations to Alyssa Freeman, Christine Best, Laura Forrester, Samantha Geller, Lauren Halverson, Jessica Linder, Catherine Schiff, Stephanie Cerrito, Jackie Meff, and give them a round of applause. We have many, many family members here with us tonight after tonight's meeting. We do have a lovely reception for anybody who wants to stay behind. So congratulations, you have earned your spot here at Babylon Schools. I would also like to recognize our new grade school assistant principal, who is here with us tonight, who is appointed, Ms. Lauren Fredo. Congratulations.
Okay, congratulations to all and welcome. We are just going to read, just have a few more minutes, and I think not going to be very long, and then everybody can kind of move over and have some refreshments, those that can stay. But Mrs. Rossi, you want to read item number 19, please?
Yes. So be it resolved that upon the recommendation of the Superintendent of Schools, the Board of Education hereby approves the contract between the Board of Education of the Babylon Union Free School District and the CSEA Local 1000 AFS-CME AFL-CIO Custodial Association for the term of July 1, 2018 through June 30, 2022, as more fully discussed in executive session, and hereby authorizes the Superintendent of Schools to execute such agreement.
May I have a motion to approve item number 19? Mrs. Delarva, seconded by Ms. O'Brien. Any discussion? All in favor? Against? Okay, passes 5-1. Okay, any other business, Mrs. Rossi?
That is all.
Okay, number 11, representatives of organizations, please approach the podium and state your name. Any representatives of organizations? Okay, questions from visitors? Please approach the podium and state your name.
Good evening, Robert Stroh. Just two things. Ms. Penny, congratulations on your son. And Mr. Bunzelbanger, thank you very much for your service to the district. You've always been a gentleman, despite we've had some runnings. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Mr. Stroh. Any other questions from visitors? Seeing no question. Future board meeting. The next meeting will actually be a board meeting, a regular business meeting, and not a work study, so that will be on Monday, June 24th at 7:30 here in the library. May I have a motion to adjourn? Mrs. George, seconded by Ms. DeLerba. All in favor? Against? Okay. Passes 6-0. Time is 7:59. Okay. Feel free to stay and celebrate with
our teachers.
Thank you. We need to have all those in the same standard tonight, up to the days.
Yeah, I wasn't sure before if it was, so that's why I stuck around. I'm glad I did it. Hey, of course.
I'll call to be back. All right.
Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
Very good, man.